Women at risk of homelessness due to poverty, violence or health issues will soon get a temporary home with a family atmosphere, as the Annawum Companion Society prepares to open the doors to a purpose-built women's house in Victoria next spring. There are shelter spaces in Victoria for women, but maybe not a home like ours that also provides individualized one-on-one support, meeting the person where they are at, said Dan Greco, president of Annawum Companion Society. The society started construction on the 4,500-square-foot, two-story house, located in a residential area of Victoria, in June. The house features 7 private bedrooms, including a wheelchair-accessible unit, and 3 shared bathrooms upstairs. It will also contain an office and private meeting room on the main floor where residents can receive one-on-one counseling. The total cost of the project, scheduled for completion in spring 2023, is expected to be more than $2 million. Greco said the Women's House will not only provide transitional housing support for women, it will instill a sense of community and belonging for its residents. As in its Men's House, which opened on Caledonia Street in 1991, Annawum plans to implement a family model, where every resident is expected to contribute to a healthy, productive living environment. Residents are expected to participate in the functions of the home, learning valuable life skills they can take with them after their stay. We will tell residents, this is your home, but we expect you to pull your own weight, just like a family would, said Greco. To encourage cooperation among residents, the main floor of the house features communal living and food preparation areas where people can gather and socialize. We find that this family model approach improves residents' chances of making connections and building trust, said Greco. It has successfully helped hundreds of residents of the Men's House since 1991. He said that there is no set time for a person's stay, which could range from 1 to 18 months, depending on an individual's circumstances. Residents will all be single women ranging in age from 20s to 60s. The 2020 Greater Victoria Point in Time homeless count found there were 487 homeless women in the city. Of those, half were in transitional housing, a hotel or staying at someone else's home. The house will get women off the streets and give them a roof over their heads, Greco said. The project, a community-wide effort, was kickstarted by a supporter who donated her property to the society. RI's developments helped the society navigate the rezoning process, and the project received support from the City of Victoria Housing Reserve Fund, the Carol and Clint Forster Foundation, a fund held at the Victoria Foundation, the Sisters of St. Anne, construction suppliers, local churches and a list of other donors. This continues a proud history of support with Annawum House, said Sandra Richardson, CEO of the Victoria Foundation. This project is integral in providing supports for women in our community and helping create a vibrant, caring community for all. The Annawum Companion Society is hosting its annual fundraising WE Gala and online auction from 7 to 10 p.m. November 18 at Laurel Point Inn, with proceeds to support the new Women's House. Tickets are $150. For more information, or to donate, go to annawumhouse.com. Pere at timescolonist.com.